the amazing thing, why it is an Australia-wide movement, is that I imagine not many people here voted for the Abbott government, but I think that most people thought, yeah, well, we didn't vote for it, but it's really not going to be that different. What's really going to change? And I think we've all been stunned. In 6 months, without even having control of the Senate, the Abbott government has managed to change Australia. I'm particularly going to talk about how he's changed and is changing Australia's landscape, our environment. Other people are going to talk about and have talked about how he is changing our social environment in a really negative fashion. But yeah, I'll look at our physical environment. Richard Dennis will be from the Australia Institute will be speaking later, so I'm not going to be speaking largely about climate change, although that's one of the most appalling things as far as the Abbott government is concerned. Mr. Abbott said before he was elected that he supported the renewable energy target. What has he done subsequent to be elected? Had an inquiry headed off by someone who clearly doesn't. But I'll talk about some of the other things that he's done. Starting first with WA. In WA, the WA government has started culling sharks. It started on Australia Day. It started because 7 people have unfortunately been killed in WA over the last 3 years with sharks. But what has happened? But the situation is that sharks are declared from a federal point of view to be endangered, a vulnerable species. They clearly, we haven't got many of them left. Killing a few sharks who are unfortunate enough to be near human beings is not going to save human beings, and it's certainly not going to save sharks. It's not going to save our marine environment, because sharks as a top predator are an integral part of our marine environment. We have now the Commonwealth government saying these are endangered, but no, we don't really care. Whatever the Western Australian government says is fine. Then I'll talk about the Great Barrier Reef. Now, we're in Australia. I don't have to tell anyone really about the Great Barrier Reef, except to know it is really one of the wonders of the world. It's been listed as World Heritage for, look, I don't know how long, but sort of forever. It's something you can actually see from space. It is amazing. It employs 64,000 people every year. Its tourism is worth $6.4 billion. That's a lot of money. So what are we doing to the Great Barrier Reef? You would think that we would be preserving it. You would think that because it's our number one tourist icon, we would preserve it. But no. The reef is being threatened in lots of ways. It's been dredged for coal ports and gas ports. Because of our increase in coal production, there's a lot more shipping out there. There's more run out from agricultural developments. And because of climate change, the oceans are getting more acid and the temperature's going up, so it's harder for the coral to live. And these are big threats that have got the reef surrounded. Now, enter the Abbott government and our new Minister for the Environment, Greg Hunt. He's just approved 4 major developments along the Great Barrier Reef. There's a new toll terminal going in at the very aptly named Abbott Point. I think we should all be very pleased to see that Abbott Point is a coal terminal, because that couldn't be much more Abbott-y. And there's processing plants for the coal seam gas of Curtis Island, which is just off Queensland. Plus, this is even more, possibly more painful. The Great Barrier Reef Marine Park Authority has decided to allow 3 million tonnes of stuff to be dumped on the ocean bottom in the Great Barrier Reef. And they did this despite advice from their scientists, which said this is going to hurt the Great Barrier Reef. So they had scientific advice that it was bad, and they're going ahead to do it. So Australia's in the situation. This is, you know, probably from the world's point of view, this is probably our number one piece of the environment. It's certainly the piece of the environment that the whole world knows about. And what are we doing? We're trashing it. What is our federal government doing? It's approving that everybody gets to trash it. And it's encouraging coal developments. And the coal developments in Queensland are one of the big things that are fueling the trashing of the Great Barrier Reef. If we were to manage the Great Barrier Reef sustainably, we'd in fact have something which kept on going for us both environmentally and economically. As I said before, $6.4 billion a year Australia gets in tourism to the Great Barrier Reef. That's too much money to lose, just to export some coal, which the rest of the world really doesn't need. And we know what's going to happen with climate change. We don't need it. But you'll be delighted to know that our Environment Minister does say this is a real issue. He says, it's a permanent task for every Australian government to protect and maintain the reef. No one can ever rest on that, said Greg Hunt in the last couple of weeks. But he also said there's no way the Greek reef can or should be considered in danger. The UNESCO committee which looks after these things is meeting in July, and it has been asked to rule that the Great Barrier Reef is in danger. Now, look, talking about UNESCO committees and World Heritage, I'll move on to the next part of Australia that the Abbott government has in its sights. That's the Tasmanian forests. I mean, I think everyone in Australia now has heard of Abbott's wonderful statement that too much of Australia is locked up. He's in a different universe from the people here, I think, is all I can say. Anyone who's seen pictures of clear felling in Tasmania, Southeast Forest, Gippsland, Northern Rivers, where I spent a lot of my time, not enough of Australia is protected. You've got it, Abbott. You've just got it wrong. In 2012, all the parties connected to the ongoing Tasmanian forestry issues signed an agreement, which was a ceasefire agreement. The environment groups agreed to stop protesting. The forestry groups agreed to support more listing of Tasmanian forests as World Heritage. And that has happened. And since then, we've had a couple of years of peace in Tasmania. Tony Abbott has gone out of his way to ensure that we are not going to have peace in Tasmania anymore. Less than a year after the new listings were made of the Tasmanian forests, which 74,000 hectares Tony Abbott has said should be delisted. That includes some of the country's tallest and oldest trees and includes some Aboriginal sacred sites. And Mr. Abbott famously told the Australian Forest Products Association, "When I look out tonight at an audience of people who work with timber, who work in the forests, I don't see people who are environmental bandits. I see people who are the ultimate conservationists." But maybe he's more right than some of us think, because not even all of these ultimate conservationists, in fact, want to log the forest. Jane Calvert, who's the national president of the Construction, Forestry, Mining and Energy Union's Forestry Division, said, "We welcome the Prime Minister's support for the industry. However, undoing World Heritage protections would collapse the Tasmanian Forest Agreement legislation." So even the people who signed up to it don't want what Abbott's doing. And also, Tasmanian forestry industry is in decline. They are losing money. In between 2009 and 2012, they made a net loss of $64 million, according to the Australia Institute. Why do we want to support an industry that is just costing the Tasmanian and the federal government money to run and is destroying absolutely glorious old growth forests and Aboriginal sacred sites? It just does not make economic sense, it doesn't make environmental sense, and it's just vandalism. Talking about vandalism, since 1931 we've had a Minister for Science, but no more. Our government now officially doesn't care about science. And the other interesting thing about our new government is it's passed a law which basically says the Environment Minister is always right. It doesn't quite put it that way. What it does do is the previous government, Tony Burke, made an approval of an iron mine actually down in Tasmania, and he didn't do it right. He didn't look at the environmental evidence first. So that was bad. But the new government has compounded this by passing a rule which basically says the environment minister does not have to look at any environmental evidence before he makes any decisions. It's utterly nutty. But then, of course, maybe we shouldn't be too worried about that for two reasons. Firstly, the federal environment minister is going to stop making most decisions. The government is in the process of handing back most environmental decision-making power to the state governments. And, well, the state governments could be a mixed branch, but long run, the federal government has generally done better from an environment point of view. And the other problem, of course, legally, is that once upon a time we had environment defenders' offices, and they were funded federally, and their job was just to make sure that the law was upheld, that the legal protections that had been put in place were actually followed. They're not funded anymore, so really doesn't matter so much what the law is. No one's going to be enforcing it anymore. Now, I won't spend a huge amount of time longer, but just mention a few other of the minor things that our federal government has done to the environment. Before the election, they promised they'd send a vessel, a boat, to the Antarctica to monitor the Japanese whalers. No, that's missing in action. They've just approved grazing of cattle in the Alpine Park, in the Victorian Alpine Parks, which is just going to destroy them. And for the last 41 years, COAG, the Council of Australian Government, has had an Environment Minister's Forum. But no, we're just not into it anymore. We're not doing it anymore. And so I'll leave it at this point. There are many more speakers who are going to tell you more about the many things that our new government has done. I just want to leave and saying I'm incredibly heartened to see so many people here and to see the pictures of so many people all around Australia. Together, we can make a difference. We can look after we can protect our country in a way that our government should be doing. It's not doing. We will do it.